come to the...
It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Facial feminization surgery is that term that's given to the constellation of surgical procedures that are designed to alter a masculine face to create a feminine face. And my guest is Dr. Harrison Lee. He's a plastic surgeon. So, Dr. Lee, first of all, tell us generally what's involved in making this decision of facial feminization. That's not an easy word to say. And is there a lot of procedures involved?
Well, it depends on, of course, the individual and what they feel are at flaw. So, therefore, if a transgender patient, the male transgender patient going female, feels that her forehead is too strong or that her jaw is too strong, then we'll address those areas. But in general, there are quite a different... differences among males and females in appearance. Men typically tend to have a strong brow bone, a strong jawline and chin, maybe a stronger nose, of course, a less high cheek projection, and of course, the Adam's apple, which is the telltale sign.
It certainly is, and they've even discussed that in certain movies as the Adam's apple. So all of these things in the forehead and the cheekbones, the jawline, the Adam's apple, are all things that somebody might want to change if they
Yes.
are wanting their face to have that more feminine appearance. So where do you start?
Well, it would, it would start with the initial evaluation. I would ask them what they feel is too prominent or too strong an appearance, what they would like to make softer. So I addressed these things at the initial interview, and I always encourage a second interview. Then I will come in and give them my opinion as to what would make them, give them a more feminine appearance.
Okay, so that first initial consultation, they tell you what's bugging them about their appearance, and you tell them what would give them that more feminine appearance.
Right.
And then you start. Now, first of all, this is completely cosmetic, right? So there is no insurance involved.
Oh, there's no insurance involved.
Is it very costly, Dr. Lee?
Well, it can be. It can be if we perform most of the procedures that they would like, including the forehead, the rhinoplasty, cheek implants, and jaw shave, and Adam's apple, it can run anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000.
Okay, so someone decides this is that important. They've got the money. They've saved for it. This is part of their whole, maybe they're going through full-on gender reassignment. Maybe they're not. Maybe this is just that part of it for them. So what do you do? I mean, how do you get rid of an Adam's apple? What do you do?
Well, the Adam's apple...
Does it serve a purpose?
It serves a purpose. It serves a great purpose. That Adam's apple is called the thyroid cartilage. Actually houses your vocal cords. Therefore, you have to be careful that you're not going to traumatize the vocal cords and ultimately alter their voice.
Well, so, I mean, I would think that altering their voice would not even necessarily be a bad thing if they're trying to make themselves look more feminine. Maybe altering their voice is going to raise it up a little, you know.
Well, it may be, I don't know if it's going to raise the voice or decrease the tone, but it can, if you traumatize the voice box, I mean, it can lead to an altered voice.
Okay, so, now what do? You bring in the jaw a little bit so that if a man is, you know, like certain men have these big pronounced jaws. And then when you're speaking about that, speak about facial hair at the same time, Dr. Lee. Is the facial hair then going to keep coming in, or do hormones take care of that?
Sure, they would have to go for electrolysis or laser hair removal as well. That's all part of it.
And, okay.
And you would have to bring in someone who's an expert in electrolysis.
Okay, so they do that. They have to worry about that themselves. But you can bring in the jawline a little bit, maybe make it a more delicate jaw, a little bit smaller.
Well, the thing is, most men have a very strong jaw angle. It tends to flare out more. And overlying this jaw angle, there's a muscle called the masseter muscle, which tends to be a little bit thicker and, of course, a little bit more strong than in the average woman. So I will reduce the prominence of the jaw angle and the jaw line, as well as sometimes reduce the muscle girth.
Now, what about the eyebrows and the upper, upper part above your eyes, really in the forehead? Because eyebrows, I know, my husband has the biggest, thickest ones, and men have that really masculine, forehead. So how do you make that more soft, feminine? I mean, okay, so the skin, just the skin tone and the texture of the skin, does that change?
That will change with hormonal therapy. Most transgender patients are on hormone therapy, and they can sometimes develop some breast tissue. Their voice may soften a little bit. Some of the features will soften with estrogen and spironolactone. So that I will leave up to the hormones to take effect as far as softening the skin. But in terms of reducing the brow bone, we sometimes also lower the hairline, because men have a little bit of a recession.
Okay, so if you're bringing the hairline down and the higher eyebrows, they offer that more feminine sort of look.
Right, and we would elevate the eyebrows and reduce the bone at the same time.
So it gives that little bit softer look above the eyes, and then the cheekbones. Do women tend to have like more pointy, pronounced cheekbones than men?
A little bit higher cheekbone. It's not as flat, and if you have a little bit of a higher cheekbone, it gives you a little softer appearance.
So, and what do you do for that? How do you do that? Do you take fat from someplace? What are you doing?
Yeah, you can do a fat transfer, certainly. But a lot of times we prefer to place cheek implants. And that's placed through the mouth, and it's placed right over the cheekbone itself. And there's specialized implants just for that.
Are these permanent, Dr. Lee?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like, breast implants, which maybe something can happen to. If you get a cheek implant or any of these things, these are permanent. And you never have to do it again.
Well, unless they're unhappy with the result, you can always do a little revision. But most of the time, they're permanent, yes.
Okay, so the face being what it is, does it change as the person gets older? Now, you've done this feminization, and you've raised up the brow line and lowered the forehead a little bit. You've done the jaw and the cheekbones, the Adam's apple, all of these things. But now a face changes as it gets older.
Sure.
What happens then?
What happens then is not much. I mean, you're just going to undergo the normal aging process, where some of the fat in the face may droop, leading to some jowling, deep laugh lines. Your neck may become loosened later on. You may want a little facelift or some conservative modality.
Well, that pretty much sounds like all of us, Dr. Lee.
The face will undergo similar aging. I mean, there's no difference just because you had a jaw reduction or Adam's apple reduction.
Mm-hmm.
It will not affect the overall aging process.
So really, the best advice here, Dr. Lee, would be that you have to go into this surgery not lightly, that it's a cost you have to be willing to undertake to make your face have that more feminine look to it, to give it the softer look, and whatever you're doing, whether full gender reassignment or just the feminization of your face, these are things you don't take lightly, and it is surgery, so, that's great advice to see what you have going on. This is Melanie Cole for Staying Well right here on Radio MD. Stay well.